Hey guys, I made it back from my meeting with the king. I'm pretty sure I see some new faces out there. Some people I don't remember from before. So you guys are probably wondering what we're doing here. Well, we are on a special mission from the king, King Lionheart. We are trying to find the source of his bravery. Do you guys remember? I told you that King Lionheart was brave once. But he lost his bravery. The king gave me this map, and it contains the location of clues that will help the king remember how to be brave. Last week, we found out the first clue. So, I came back to pick you guys up so that we could continue on our mission. Let's see. Let me check the map. Let's find out where the second clue is. Okay, guys, I think I know where we've got to go. There it is over there. The clue, according to the map, is just across that river. All we've got to do is get to the other side, and we'll have the second clue for the king.
Guys, I see a little problem here.
Man, it looks like the Evil One's soldiers beat us to the punch again. They've cut the ropes for the bridge. We've got to do some real thinking here to figure out how we're going to get to that next clue. I know. Let me check the bag. Remember, guys, I told you I've got all kinds of things in my bag to help us along the way. Let's see what I can find. This might work. Back at the king's palace, when I was there one day, I met this guy. His name was Da Vinci. He was making all kinds of crazy inventions. He had all kinds of things that would fly. And he let me have this set of wings. I know what we can do. We can just strap on the wings, and then we can just fly right across to the other side. It's no problem. Birds do it all the time. Okay, let me get ready. All right, guys, what do you think? I mean, I think it's pretty good. I think this could work. So, what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna test it out first, okay? And then if I make it, then you guys know everything's okay and you can just reach in the bag. I've got plenty more wings in here. You can just strap some on and you can come after me, okay? All right, guys, here we go. Give me a countdown, and I'm going for it. 3, 2, 1. It's working, guys. I think I'm flying. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not flying. I'm not flying. I'm not flying. I'm not flying.
Man, guys. That didn't work out so well. Am I missing some D? Okay. Forget about the wings. That was not a good idea. What's wrong with that Da Vinci guy? Man, he sold me some defective equipment. Alright, let's think about this. We've got to come up with a real way to get across that river. Maybe if I use something that I'm good at, maybe then I can make it across. What do you think? Let me check the bag one more time. Let's see if there's something else in here that maybe I can use. Oh, yes, this really might work. Here, I have a rope, and what you guys don't realize is I'm a world champion lassoer. All right, guys, I've got the lasso ready. Here we go. Ready? Count down again. In 3, 2, 1. Ha! And I got it, and we got it. Check it out. Man, it's secure, it's tight. Let me tie off this other end, and then
we'll have the perfect road to walk right across.
Okay, guys. Now, we just have to keep our balance on the road. Just go one step at a time. We're gonna make it. We made it! We're on the other side! Man, that was intense, guys. But we are here. We are brave. And we have made it to the other side of the river. You guys look around. Let me see, can we find the second clue? Yes! I see it right behind this bush! Got it! All right, let's check out the second clue to finding the king's bravery. Man, I don't know what it's gonna say. Wow. Man, guys, this clue says, God uses my gifts. God uses my gifts. I don't know what that has to do with being brave. What do you think? Man, this clue must mean that God is going to use our gifts, use the things that He gave us to help us conquer difficult situations. So if we're worried and we're scared, we can be brave because God has given us something to overcome whatever situation we're in. Man, I've got to get this message back to the king. Since you guys did such a great job crossing the river with me, I'm just going to let you hang out right here, and I'll come back in a few days to pick you up, and we'll be off to find the third clue. And remember, guys, if you're out here and you're afraid, think about all the things that God has made you good at, and think about how you can use those gifts to overcome any obstacle in your way and bring glory to God. See you in a few days.
Welcome to the second week of our series, Brave. What is the best gift you've ever received? Most of us have received a gift that seemed like the best gift ever. Today, we're talking about how God gives gifts and helps us use those gifts. Because our big idea today is that God can use my gifts. God can help us use our gifts. And I don't mean gifts like that Lego roller coaster or the ultimate slime kit. What we mean are the ways that God made us gifted or good at stuff. God gave each of us special skills and things that we are really good at. Our Bible story comes from 1 Samuel chapter number 17. In our story, we have the Philistines on one hill and God's people, the Israelites, on another hill. It was a valley in between them, and they were at war. They were fighting each other. The Philistines had one man that was their hero. His name was Goliath, and he was over 9 feet tall. All of the Israelites, God's people, were terrified of Goliath. No one wanted to fight him. Day after day, Goliath would come out and taunt God's people and taunt the Israelite army, that he would ask for someone to come and fight him. But no one in Saul's army would do it. When they would see Goliath, they would run away. David, his father, asked him to go down towards the battlefield to take food to his brothers. David's brothers were soldiers in Saul's army. David saw what was going on. David went before King Saul and said, "I will be the one to fight him." King Saul said, "David, you are too young. Goliath has been fighting since he was a boy. You can't do that." David said, "I have been a shepherd." David said, "I have killed a lion with my bare hands. I have killed a bear with my bare hands. God helped me do that, and I know God will help me fight the battle against Goliath." So David picked up his slingshot and went and got 5 smooth stones. When Goliath looked down and saw young David was going to be the one to fight him in battle, Goliath couldn't believe it. He was not happy and said terrible things to David. David said, "You come at me with your weapons, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." David knew that God was going to help him win the battle. He took off running towards the battle line and running towards Goliath, and he swung his slingshot around and let it go, and the stone in the slingshot hit Goliath right on the head and knocked Goliath down. All of us face situations where there seems to be a giant obstacle in our way. Those situations can be pretty scary, but God never leaves us. God will help us fight those obstacles, just like God helped David fight Goliath. David was gifted with his sling and his stones because of his experience as a shepherd. We all have giftings that are useful too. Sometimes we just have to dig down deep to discover what they are. Today I have a plastic bottle with some liquid in it and a balloon. Now if I were to tell you that I wanted to blow up this balloon simply with a bottle and some liquid, you might think that I was a little bit silly. We might even think that seems impossible, a bottle, some liquid, and a balloon being blown up. But see, what I know and what you can't tell is that there's something inside this balloon to help it do the job. You couldn't see it, but I knew it was there. Even though no one else could see it, I knew that there was something special in the balloon that would help it get the job done, that would help it blow up. God gives each of us special talents and gifts, but sometimes only us and God know what they are. When you use those gifts and talents, God can help you do things that others never thought you would be able to do. God can use my gifts. We discovered in our Bible story how David was brave to fight the giant Goliath. We can be brave too to face the obstacles in front of us. God never leaves us. As our Creator, God knows us and how to help us use the gifts we've been given. Nothing is too big for God or for us. Let's take a minute to pray and ask God to help us discover our gifts and to help us use them and to be brave like David. God, we love you. We thank you so much for the gifts that we've all been given. I pray you'd help us to discover these things that we're good at and ways to use them for you. Help us to be brave like David. Thank you for the example of David. Help us to face any obstacle that comes our way because we know that you are with us. In your name we pray. Amen.